This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved Dearness Allowance or DA to central government employees and Dearness Relief DR to pensioners by 3%. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said this will benefit about 49.2 lakh central government employees and 68.7 lakh pensioners. He said that this will be effective from 1st of July this year. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has given its nod to the opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country, with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees.
New Kendriya Vidyalayas will be opened across the country. 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas will be set up. Of these, 20 will be established in districts where no Kendriya Vidyalaya currently exists, 14 in aspirational districts, and 4 in districts affected by left-wing extremism. In addition, 5 Kendriya Vidyalayas will be opened in hilly areas and the northeast region. These new schools are expected to benefit 18,000 students and will also create about 4,600
additional teaching posts.
The CCEA has approved the increase in the minimum support prices or MSP for all mandated Rabi crops for marketing season 2026-27. It also cleared the widening and improvement of existing highway to 4-lane of Kalibor-Numaligarh section of NH715 in Assam. The Union Cabinet has cleared the proposal for the Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency in pulses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh or RSS in New Delhi today. The celebrations highlight the legacy of RSS, its cultural contributions, and its role in the country's unity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, "The establishment of RSS as an organization on this great day, 100 years ago, was not just a coincidence, but it was the resurrection of a tradition which had been continuing for thousands of years." He said RSS is working for nation building.
अपने गठन के बाद से ही राष्ट्रीय स्वयंसेवक संघ विराट उद्देश्य लेकर चला और ये उद्देश्य रहा राष्ट्र निर्माण. इस उद्देश्य की पूर्ति के लिए संघ ने जो रास्ता चुना वो था व्यक्ति निर्माण से राष्ट्र निर्माण. और इस रास्ते पर सतत चलने के लिए जो कार्य पद्धति चुनी वो थी नित्य नियमित चलने वाली शाखा.
The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has revised its GDP growth estimates for the current fiscal to 6.8%. It has also projected inflation at 2.6% for the current financial year, lower than the earlier estimate. In August this year, the RBI had projected a 6.5% GDP growth rate for financial year 2025-26, along with an inflation forecast of 3.1%. However, RBI has kept interest rates unchanged. Meanwhile, the market responded positively to the policy cues. Sensex gained 716 points to close at 80,983, while Nifty added 225 points to settle at 24,836. The death toll due to an earthquake that hit central Philippines has risen to 69. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, expressed grief over the loss of lives and widespread damage caused by the earthquake in the Philippines. The US government has officially shut down today for the first time in nearly 7 years. The shutdown comes after Republicans and Democrats in the Congress failed to reach an agreement on a spending bill. President Trump has threatened to use the funding lapse to implement mass layoffs of government workers. And in women's cricket, second match of ODI World Cup between defending champions Australia and New Zealand is underway in Indore. In the opening game yesterday, India defeated Sri Lanka by 59 runs at Guwahati. And that is the end of this news bulletin.